Mar Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Tes Amud Beis, the two dots, about eight lines from the bottom. Vilanitiyam. And for the planting, we said that the plantings, the trees, the new trees that are planted, their year begins in Tishrei. It's very interesting because you have an interesting situation. You plant the tree, let's say planted Pesach, comes Rosh Hashanah, starts year number two. Next year, Rosh Hashanah, year number three. You finish the year, you hit Rosh Hashanah of year number four. No. It's no longer a planting. It's a tree already. Now you got to wait till Tu Bishvat for year number four to begin and then end, right? The tree's year goes by Tu Bishvat. The Nitiyah, the planting, goes by Tishrei. La Nitiyah, the planting, the sapling, is Tishrei Minolan. So this is, how do you know that Tishrei is the beginning of the year for a tree that was planted? For Arla, you plant the tree the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruits of that tree. So,
for Truma Meiser, it goes back to Shiva.
Truma Meiser isn't relevant.
Right, but for the first three, what's the
first 3 years? You can't eat the fruits, right?
Right, fine.
So, for that, when does year number one end and year number two begin?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, right? How do you know that? Tichtiv, because the pasuk says, Shalosh Shanim Arelim. The pasuk says, when you plant a fruit-bearing tree, the first 3 years, it'll be covered up. It's like arelim, like covered up, stuffed up. You can't eat the fruits. Vichtiv, and then the pasuk says, Uvashana harviit, and on that fourth year, all the fruits are sanctified. It has the din of Maaser Sheni. V'yalif shana shana mitishrei. So we have a derivation. It uses the word shana over here. It uses the word shana regarding the beginning of the year on Tishrei. So from that we infer that the beginning of the year over here is Tishrei. Dichtiv says Mereshita shana. From the beginning of the year, God judges you. So we understand that's from Tishrei, as we proved earlier in the Masechet. Mereshita shana. What's the beginning of the year that a person is judged? That is Tishrei. The Ligmor Shana Shana Min Nisan. Wait a second. Nisan is also called the beginning of the year. Dichtiv Rishonu Lachem Lechodshei Hashana. Answers the Gemara. Danin Shana She'en Ima Chodashim Mishana She'en Ima Chodashim. When I have to have a derivation of Shana Shana, so I use a Shana without the Chodesh, I derive from another Shana without the word Chodesh. Here it says Chodshei Hashana. Here it only says Shana. So if I'm going to derive, I will derive Shana without Chodesh from Shana without Chodesh. And if this sounds familiar, it should. This is the third time the Gemara is presenting this logic. Then, Danin Sheni Ma Chodeshim, Mishana Sheyesh Ima Chodeshim. And I don't derive a year in which the Pasuk does not mention months from a year where the Pasuk does mention months. So that's why over here it says Shalosh Shanim. When does the year begin? Tishrei. How do I know? Because Shana, Reshita Shana, over there it does not mention the Chodeshim. So I see that the Shana that begins in Tishrei is referred to as a Shana without Chodeshim. Clear? Tanu Avanan, we have the following Braisa, validated by the academies of Rav Chia and Rav Oshaya. Excellent. Echad Anotea, Ve'echad Amavrich, Ve'echad Amarkiv. We have three ways of planting, really. You could be notea, you could plant a tree. You could be mavrich. Mavrich is like the word berech, like the word baruch, where you're bending something down. You take, what's a berech? The knee bends down, right? So too, you take a branch that's growing up, you bend it into the ground, and then it grows back up and can develop into its own tree. That's called havracha. Just like a bracha. What are you doing in a bracha? You're taking God, so to speak, you're taking the holiness from up there and you're bringing it down into your food only to grow back up to sanctify it again. Bracha. It's the same concept, right? Okay. It's not my own. It's not my own thought. So you could plant the tree as a notea, planting. You could be mavrich, where you take it and bend the branch into the ground. And you could be markiv, which is grafting, where you cut the tree at an angle, you take another branch and you attach them together, and that second branch starts growing and sucking the nutrients through the first branch that's still attached to the ground. So if you start a tree in any one of these three ways, either you start it by planting a new tree, or by doing havracha, bending a branch into the ground, or halkava, your markiv, you graft the tree. Erev shviit. That's different. That's you're right that etrog lo mukav very often is this. Yes. This is one of the ways of making an etrog mukav. Mukav means crossbred, and the classical way to crossbreed an etrog is by grafting, yes. Shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The only difference is that once you've grafted a lemon branch onto an esrog or an esrog onto a lemon branch, the fruits that come out of that is an etrog mukav. Then you take those seeds and plant them again, it's still an etrog mukav. And that's why I said it's different. Technically, you're right. Etrog lo mukav means it was never grafted. But the problem with an esrog that's grafted is that afterwards, if you take the seeds of the new esrog, that's not an esrog anymore. So when we say lo mukav, we don't mean, I looked at the tree, there's no arkava. That's not good enough. The point is, it was never mukav.
The genetic material changes?
Oh, so that you have to have a tradition on. Meaning a lot of the Yemenites know that they have an esrog that they got from their father, who got from their father, going back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they've been watching in their family that's not mukav. You have a lot of Yemenites that brought with them esrog seeds here to Israel and grow their trees, and they're saying, this is our tradition. That's why people want an esrog chazanish. What's an esrog chazanish? Chazanish verified from someone who he felt he could trust that he has a tradition that this esrog goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. No one ever crossbred it. He verified it the way he felt he could trust. That's all I did. Esrog chazanish. What's chazanish? I used to ask Reb Avram for his esrog because I figured I'll start a Shapiro esrog. Why shouldn't I make money too? If everyone says chazanish, right? But then I decided I don't have a head for this business. But technically, why not? I wanted Reb Mordechai Eliyahu's esrog for the same reason. Everyone wants it for the jam, for the schoolers. I wanted it for the seeds, for the business. Let me have some esrog Eliyahu. I could have my own orchard. Why not? No, it's same logic. Well, what's wrong?
You have to pay him endorsements.
What about the etrogim that, like the goyim had, like in Morocco, that many Jews go to Morocco and Italy to get the etrog because you know that the goyim kept.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. Look at that. So army, let's at least understand this brisa. So the brisa says you used one of these ways of planting a new tree before Shemitah. Shloshim yom erev shvit, on the eve of Shemitah, shloshim yom nifnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before the year began, al talo shana. So firstly, as far as the years of Arla, once you have 30 days after you planted this branch or you planted this tree, that's it. After 30 days comes Rosh Hashanah, year number 2. You made it. Umutal lekeman b'shvit, and you're also allowed to leave the plant standing during the Shemitah year. Pachot mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you planted it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. Lo alta lo shana, be it with regards to the laws of Arla. Doesn't matter which year you did it. If it's under 30 days, then you don't have a year. Vasul lekaman b'shvit. And with regard to Shvi'is, it's prohibited because there's a concept of Tosefet Shvi'it, as we saw in Amud Aleph. You have to add on to the year of Shvi'is, and you plant it in the prohibited time, so that's prohibited. Uperot netuya zo, and this planting, don't think that you wait 3 years. Okay, 30 days, I'm into year number 2. Next year, Rosh Hashanah, year number 3. Next year, Rosh Hashanah, year number 4, that's it. No. Uperot netuya zo asurina tu bishvat. That's what we explained earlier. That the year runs until tu bishvat, im le'ola ola, be it the third year of Orla, does not end on Rosh Hashanah, but rather it runs till Tu Bishvat. Im le'revai, revai. And then the fourth year of Netta Revai, that the fourth year, the fruits have a special holiness of Netta Revai, the fourth year's planting, that also runs from Tu Bishvat till Tu Bishvat. And then the Gemara is going to focus on Mina Animili. Where did all this come from? That's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem tomorrow.